Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For another wonderful day like this that God has helped us to see, God has made us to see. I just want to, as you are waking up this morning, I want you to begin to appreciate God for giving you this privilege, for giving me this privilege. It's a privilege for you to see a new day. It's a privilege for you to see a new dawn. There are people that wanted to see today, they could not see it. They have money, they have everything, but money cannot buy them life. It is God that gives us this life. I appreciate God, bless His name, worship Him. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you glory for this new day, for this new dawn. I appreciate you because you are the one that can make us alive. A man could sleep, but that man waking up depends on the grace of God and the mercy of God. Nobody has medicine to wake up. We have drugs you can use to sleep. But when it's come to waking up, there's no drug, there's no medicine to wake up. Therefore, when we wake up like this, we need to appreciate you. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. For the grace to see another day. For the mercy to see another day. We bless your name, Lord. Father, thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we magnify you. We give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, oh yes, we give you glory, Lord. As we worship you, you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Anadon. Though we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name. Oh yes, blessed be thy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jehovah God, you are worthy to be praised. And adored, though we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be thy name, hallelujah, blessed be thy name, oh, blessed be thy name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for today. We bless your name for making it possible to this the seventh day of the month of March, year 2021. Thank you, Father, Lord, because just like yesterday, first quarter of the year is running and is about to even fold off. Thank you because it's your mercy that has kept us. It has been your mercy that has been upholding us. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you have been doing. We thank you for as many people who have connected to these prophetic broadcasts. We thank God for our brethren abroad. We thank God for those of us in the country, Nigeria and Africa. We thank God for what God has been doing in our lives. We thank God for how God has been helping us, even in the country that we have lockdown. We thank God for His mercy. Father, we appreciate you because many people who have been praying these prayers, they have been sending information back to us, testimony of healing. Many are delivered from COVID, testimony of deliverance, testimony of liberation from insanity, testimony of receiving their permanent residency, many, many testimonies that we cannot number. Oh, we thank you for as many who have prayed these prayers and they are giving testimony of supernatural conception. Father, we give you glory. It can only be you. It is not man. Man can pray. If God never say yes to that prayer, nothing can happen. We return back all glory to you. We return back all adoration to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. If you are joining us for this fourth time, this broadcast comes up every midnight. You listen to it, you pray the prayers, and wonders begin to follow. I pray that as you pray these prayers, The Lord will answer you in Jesus' name. Yesterday, I was talking about cutting off evil link. Cutting off evil link. And we read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 35 to 37. We saw Jehoshaphat entering into linkage, into forming an alliance with a king called Amaziah. And the Bible said Amaziah, the king of Israel, had been doing wicked. This man has been very terrible. He's birthing wickedness. And now look at a child of God going into relationship with such fellow. This relationship is not something that God loves. So all the plan, all their decisions, all whatever they wanted to achieve, all their business, whatever they agreed together to do, the Almighty God destroyed it. The Lord scattered the plan. The Lord did not allow their enterprise to be fulfilled. Why? Because Jehoshaphat entered into relationship with someone that has been doing wickedness. So that's what the Bible is saying. And that is why the Bible says, wherefore, my beloved, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not unclean thing, and I will receive you. Beloved, immediately you have given your life to Jesus. Immediately you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. Immediately you have confessed your sin. And you say, Lord, I acknowledge myself as a sinner. Come into my life and save my soul. Deliver me and liberate me from the yoke of sin. Immediately you have done that, the next step that you must do is to cut off every evil relationship. Cut off every evil link. Cut off any soul tie of darkness. It must be cut off. If it's not cut off, that fellow will be in bondage. If he dies today, he will go to heaven, but he will suffer so much terribly on earth. He will be passing through frustration on earth because he has the capacity, using the name of Jesus, he has the capacity empowered unto him by the blood of Jesus to break the evil link, but he has refused to do that. So breaking evil link is an assignment you must do yourself, not Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will not break the evil link until you say, Holy Ghost, break my evil link. So you have to say it. It's just like a blank check. You have to fill it. If the blank check is not filled, there's a blank check. If it's not filled, you cannot collect money. It cannot be your own. And if the blank check is filled, and you don't go to the bank or present it, you will not still have the money. That is how it is. Your salvation is that very particular check. You have to fill it and proceed. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Many of us have been wrongly programmed before we got born again. Many of us will have gotten involved into many things before we got born again. Many of us will find ourselves in wickedness. Many of us were birthed in wickedness of our father's house. Now when we are saved, the next thing is for us to cut the evil link, so that very particular problem, that very particular past, the evil of the past will not flow back to our life. That is what we have been doing. That is what I've been saying since yesterday. I gave an illustration. I said when a baby is born, it must be separated from the mother by cutting off the placenta. So when you are born again, you must separate yourself by cutting off all evil link. Cut off all evil link with your past life. Cut off all evil link with the wickedness of your father's house. Cut off all evil link from evil family tradition. Cut off all evil link from evil altar. Cut off all evil link from something that is contrary to the will of God, so that you can be liberated and you can enjoy the blessing of God, the glory of God more. I pray for you that as you cut off all this evil link, you'll be liberated in Jesus' name. There are a lot of evil link in our lives. Many of us, we have incision on our body. That incision is an evil link. Many of us, we have carried sacrifice before. That sacrifice is evil link. Many of us, we have gone to the river to make sacrifice. Going to that river making sacrifice, there's a link that has been formed. The link must be broken. If the link is not broken, achieving something tangible will not be possible. And that is why, like I told you yesterday, many believers find themselves in some situation they could not even explain. Some are frustrated. Some are in abject poverty. In fact, some believers thought poverty is part of righteousness. Some are so sick. Infirmity has eroded their lives. Some are having strange movement in their body. Some are having a lot of things they cannot explain. In their dream is full of terrible things. They could not explain what happened in their dream because there is a particular link that has not been broken. If that link is not broken, there's no way we can have freedom. There's no way we can have the liberty. A link of darkness must be broken. When you don't break the link, you'll be having the following signs, like I mentioned yesterday. That fellow will be frustrated. There will be constant disappointment. There will be conflict aggressively in marriage that cannot be settled. Little thing happened in that marriage, the man said, you should pack. Everybody begged. He said, no. Something is happening somewhere. There's evil link. You get to play a place and you have never been accepted. Hatred every day. Everybody see you and they hate you. Hatred is written all over your body. You are rejected where people are accepted. It's a sign of evil link. Every time you see yourself pursued by masquerade, it's a sign there's a link. And you must break that evil link. The evil link must be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You see yourself that there are things you don't put on again physically. But in the dream, you are putting on that thing again. There is a link between you and that very particular spirit that you have not broken. You don't go to prostitute house physically. You are born again. But in the dream, you are seeing yourself with prostitute. You have to break the evil link. You have to cut off the evil link. You don't dress naked. You wear good clothes. But in the dream, you see yourself dressing like a prostitute. There's evil link. You have to break evil link. If there's evil link between you and the ancestral idol, if the link is not broken, it will frustrate effort. It will destroy good things. It will make life so hard as if that is how somebody will pass through it. As if that is what somebody will be experiencing throughout his life. The link must be broken today. Get ready as we break the link. The Lord will liberate us from evil link in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Get your oil ready. If you don't have oil, get your bottle of water ready. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy into this oil. Maleke pokatelia makaneriba. Rimo pontalia. Ma patol lumosenteya managa. Rimo pontalia makaraba. Rimo sotoya makandereba. I decree that this oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of fire shall enter into this oil. Blood of Jesus Christ shall flow into this oil. The oil or the water you are holding shall carry the fire of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I pray that resurrection power shall enter into this oil, this water, and the blood of Jesus shall flow into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil. We are going to anoint your belly button. Well, you know, I told you yesterday, we continue from that place. We are praying three aggressive prayers as you have anointed that belly button now. Because that place you have anointed is very symbolic. It's a gate that leads to your life. It's a deep gate to your destiny. And you have to pray very well. It's a spiritual gate that connects you to the ancestral powers. Open your mouth and pray this prayer very well. Shout it with power. Say, every evil link drawing me backward, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link drawing me backward, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, I cut off the evil ancestral link in my life, in the name of Jesus. I cut off the evil ancestral link in my life, in the name of Jesus. I cut off the evil ancestral link in my life, in the name of Jesus. I cut off the evil ancestral link in my life, In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is about to happen now as we pray this one. So you need to pray very, very well. Say, every demonic link bringing oppression into my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every demonic link bringing oppression into my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every demonic link bringing oppression into my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every demonic link bringing oppression into my life, die in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. He shout loud and clear. Say, bondage of evil labor, break in the name of Jesus. Bondage of evil labor, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every satanic animal program into my body, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal program to my body, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your center head, your center head, and you shout loud and clear. Say, yoke of ancestral power in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of ancestral power in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of ancestral powers in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of ancestral powers in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil. Go back to your belly button again. Say, ancestral serpent hiding in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Ancestral serpent hiding in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Ancestral serpent hiding in my body, there, in Jesus' name. Say, evil covenant between me and ancestral serpent, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant between me and ancestral serpent, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant between me and ancestral serpent, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil link with my past boyfriend, with my past girlfriend, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link with my past girlfriend, break. Every evil link with my past boyfriend, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil link between me and the man that disvirgin me, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the man that disvirgin, if you are a woman, you pray like that. If you are a man, you will say, every evil link between me and the lady I disvirgin, and the first lady I divided, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil link between me and the man that disvirgin me, break. Every evil link between me and the lady I disvirgin, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands. Say, yoke of lack, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of lack, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy to that hand. That hand shall never lack again. The hand shall prosper and it shall make it. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs. Father, I speak to the two legs that this leg shall be anointed. This leg shall be favored. This leg shall carry you to the land of fulfillment. And these legs shall not be cut off. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. I want to pray on your request now, your prayer request. Lift it up. If you have written it, if you have not written, put your hand on your chest. All the prayer requests that are here, or that are lifted up, or that you are holding, or as you put your hand on your chest, I command your desire, your expectation to be granted in Jesus' name. According to the will and purpose of God, let your expectation come to pass. This prayer request shall be answered. God of heaven shall visit this request. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life that the month of March will favor you. You will march forward. You will receive grace to dominate. You will receive grace to be celebrated. This month will be a month of new beginning in your life. Glory or grace of God shall come upon you. Favor of heaven shall come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be blessing of the fruit of the womb. There shall be blessing of twins and triplets. There shall be blessing of financial overflow. There shall be blessing of settlement in marriage. There shall be blessing in all ramification. I speak to anyone that is sick. I command the sickness to depart from your body and go back to the sender. Arrow of sickness in your life shall get out of your life. Arrow of infirmity shall get out of your life. Arrow of satanic pestilence shall get out of your life. I command you to be healed. If you cannot carry your hand and your leg, anoint the hand and the legs now. I command fire to enter into that leg. Fire, enter into that leg. Fire, enter into that hand. Fire, enter into that hand in the name of Jesus. Any part of your body that is aching you or that you cannot use very well, put the oil there and say fire. Say fire of deliverance, enter into my hand. Fire of deliverance, enter into my hand. Fire of deliverance, enter into my hand. Fire of deliverance, say say like that. Consecutively, say for 5-10 minutes and you will notice a lot of things happening. The Lord will work wonders in our lives. We will be a bigger bundle of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, I just want to welcome you. My name is Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. You can get across to me on my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. And you can share this broadcast with your friends so that they can be blessed. The Lord will bless you and the Lord will honor you. The Lord will catapult you higher in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will continue to answer your prayers and move you to the next level. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. God bless you in Jesus' name.